get to read the opening parshiot, the Sefer Shmot. We're confronted with a very basic philosophical challenge. Something that seems to undermine one of the yesodos of our beliefs. It's almost axiomatic in Yadus. Maybe it is axiomatic in Yadus that Chazal tell us that HaKol Bidei Shamayim Chutz Miyirat Shamayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu determines everything about our lives. How intelligent we are, how artistic we are, our looks, our abilities. But there's one thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't determine. And that's our Yirat Shamayim. Whether we're good or whether we're bad, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu leaves up to us. We have a choice. We have Bechira Chavshis. And we live with our choices. We choose to do good, we'll be rewarded. If we choose to do bad, we'll be punished. Yischar v'onesh. And that's so basic to our Yiddishkeit. We come to the beginning of Sefer Shmos. Example in Parshat Vayera, in this week's Parsha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Ata tedaber et kol asher tzaveka, v'aron achichi yedaber al paro v'shilach et b'nei Yisrael me'artzo. I want you to go together with Aaron and tell Paro everything that I've told you to say. V'ani akshet leiv Paro. I will harden his heart. And this way I'll be able to punish him more. And Paro won't listen to you. Hashem says, listen, you tell Paro to let them go. I'm going to harden Paro's heart, so he's not going to let you go. And then I'm going to whack him. And I'll give him a makkah, and he's still not going to let you go, because I'm going to harden his heart, and then another patch, and eventually, get out. That's fear. You're going to punish Paro for something that wasn't his choice. You're not letting him choose. Taking away his bechira chafshis. And then, to add insult into injury, you punish him for it. How's it possible? So the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva discusses this very point. And he says that on the one hand we have a basic yesod of Bechira Chavshis. But on the other hand there are times that people are so evil that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes along and takes away, and we'll have to define this in a moment, takes away their ability to do tshuva. Because they're so evil up until now that they deserve more and more punishment. And if they were to do tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have to stop punishing them. But they already deserve so much punishment. And therefore he takes away their ability to do tshuva. But the matters aren't as simple as what it sounds like. Because the way that I just described it, it would seem that at the end of the day, we're still punishing somebody for something that's not his choice. He might have very well done tshuva, but you don't want him to do tshuva. So in essence, you are taking away his bechira chashis. And therefore we have to understand the Rambam a little bit differently. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't take away Paro's ability to do tshuva. Doesn't say in the Torah, he won't be able to do tshuva. I won't let him do tshuva. It says, I will harden Paro's heart. What's the case? How do we understand this? Imagine two kids in fifth grade. One's a little bit scrawny, and one's big and a bully. And the scrawny kid calls the bully kid ugly. So the bully kid goes over to the scrawny kid and says, take it back. Say I'm handsome. He says, no, I'm not going to. So the bully takes the little scrawny kid and puts him on the ground and starts twisting his arm. Take it back. I'm not going to. Eventually, the scrawny kid is going to take it back. When it becomes so painful, he's going to take it back and he say, you're the handsomest guy on earth. Was that tshuva? Does he really now believe that this guy is the handsomest guy on earth? No. So why did he say it? Because it was very painful. Kadosh Baruch Hu brings one maka to Paro, a second maka to Paro. At some point, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu hadn't hardened Paro's heart, what would have Paro said? I believe! Let him go! So it has the spiritual revival meeting. It says, God is great. Paro now really, really, really believes that God runs the world, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. No! The way Paro looks at it is that there's this big bully who's twisting his arm, and when it hurts enough, he's just going to give in because it's very painful. HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't interested in just lip service. He doesn't want Paro to just say, okay, God, you're great, when Paro doesn't really mean it. And therefore, what does he do? He hardens Paro's heart. He makes Paro very stubborn. So that even when his arm is being twisted and it's hurt, he's such a stubborn Paro that he won't say, you're right. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu never took away Paro's ability to do tshuva. If Paro would have really, really changed his mind and really believed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world and he, Paro, has been wrong all along, would Rav Kadosh Baruch Hu allowed him to change his mind? The answer is yes. Would Rav Kadosh Baruch Hu have accepted his tshuva? The answer is yes. Because at the end of the day, that's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu was interested. He didn't want to punish the Egyptians for the sake of punishment. He wanted to punish the Egyptians so that they'll know V'yedu ki ani Hashem. But if it's only going to be lip service and say, okay, Dams, Radei, Aki, Nemar, Obdeber, we've had enough, go. 5 makos is our limit. But they wouldn't have really been believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, I'm going to harden his heart, so he won't say go. So I can bring a 6th maka. And if he won't admit it, if he won't really change his mind after the 6th maka, I'm going to harden his heart, so there'll be a 7th and an 8th and a 9th and a 10th. And even after the 10th maka. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu finally lets Paro say, you can go. Has Paro really changed his mind? Does he really believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? A few days later, what does he do? Goes on his horse and chases them into Yam Suf. He still doesn't believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Maniach shel etleiv Paro, it's not that he won't allow him to do tshuva. He's going to make him stubborn enough that won't allow him to do a fake tshuva, an insincere tshuva. The insincere tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, he's not going to get away with that. I'll make him so stubborn, the ability to stand so much pain,
that an insincere tshuva won't be accepted. But if Paro had really, really changed his mind, if he had really believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the goal would have been accomplished. And there wouldn't have been any need for any more makas. But Paro really didn't change his mind. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes along and he says, "Vani Aksheh, Vetleif Paro."